Today's Mishnah in Masechet Kelim, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is the 12th perek. So we're starting now a whole new, beautiful, I can't get over it. The Gabbai is always moved on my screen next to the Rebbe. I mean, it's absolutely astonishing. It doesn't matter where, how far apart they are in physical space. Zoom knows that they go together. I can't understand it. But there we go. Okay, so today we're in the 12th perek. The 12th perek is called Tabat, and it's about a fascinating halacha. Now, let's think about for a moment how it is that the Torah defines the nature of kelim. The truth is that we have two completely different makaris in the Torah for the definition of kelim. One of them is in the story of Tumas Sheretz and so on, where over there it talks about Ko Kli Asher Yaseh Milachaba. Now, that would mean that a kli is an instrument used for doing something. But when we get to Bamidbar and we get to the whole story of the clay Midyan, we list in great detail various decorative kelim, which are clearly considered by the Torah to be shayach for Kabbalah's Tuma as well, Yavo Bamayim V'Taher, in which case we also know that there's such a thing as a kli, which does not do malacha, but which decorates. So now the question is, how about if the decoration is for an animal or for a kli? And that happens very often. You put something decorative around an animal's neck, or you put something decorative on a door to a house or on another kli. Well, the only time that we saw that decorations work, we're talking about the decorations that were on the women of the Midianites, in which case we do not have a concept of decoration of anything but something that is decorative for an Adam. Because of that, if you have a ring, which is a human ring, that is actually Tomei because of that parsha of clay Midian. But a tabat that's used on an animal, or even if it's used to serve a purpose, but it's the purpose of the kli, and it's not the purpose of an adam, and any other type of tabaot that you have, for whatever it is, it doesn't matter. It's always going to be tohar because it is not a tashmish adam. So because of that, it's going to become tameh only if it's together with a kli that is tameh, but it's not going to have a din of a kli on its own. So now if you have a target practice piece of wood that you hang up, right? That is considered to be tameh. Why? What does it do? What does it do? It improves the human aim of arrows. That's what it does. So that's considered to be a kli that is used for, obviously it's not talking about one that's attached to the ground, because then if it's a b'chur b'lekarka, it's not going to be b'kabal tuma. But it serves as work. So when we talk about asher yaseh, things that you do, the fact that it does something for an adam is considered to be a kli. But if it's just a weight that you use to hold down a prisoner, shel asirim, so then it's not doing anything. It's just holding a guy down. It's not going to become tameh. However, if it's a kolar, which is something, a collar of some time that you put around the neck as a restraint, so in that case, it would be a kli, because then the cops are using it as a restrainer, which is with the person all the time and can be used to control him. A shalshalet sheyeshba beit ni'ila. Now, just like today, if a guy is driving around with a bicycle, obviously he's got to lock his bike up, because otherwise some Arab, of course not a Jew, but some Arab might steal it. Now, in those days, they used horse locks in the same way as a bicycle lock. So now you put the bicycle lock through the wheel spokes. And in those days, you put the bicycle lock around the horse's leg, which prevented the leg from moving unless you unlocked the bicycle lock, the horse lock. And therefore, it would be, if it has a beit ni'ilah for the horse, so then it's tameh, because it's a very good thing for you. It does work for you. It stops the robber from taking away your horse. But a type of chain that was made, asuya likvita, is tahor. The kind of things that you put around your pet monkey or your little doggy, those things are basically there as decoration. They're not there for doing any work. A shalshelet shel sitonot. Sitonot is a large merchant who sells things. So what they do is they always will put a chain around the large measuring units that they use because people walk off with them. So they chain it down. And those type of chains are very important because they prevent things from being stolen, and therefore they're tameim. But balei batim, they don't really need to chain it down. And they put it down on their kelim, only it's just cute because it makes it look like a miniature version of the big thing that you find in the supermarket, but it's just a decoration of a kli, and it is not there to prevent people from stealing it. Like, what are you afraid of, that your kids are going to make off with it? So because of that, it would be tahar. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, when do we say that it's tahar if it's a balabayit? If it's small, so if it's small that it's decorative, so it only has one chain, a mafteach echad, it's got one link. People don't make real chains with one link. But if it's really, it's got a chain, it's got like two links in the chain, or if you added a chilazon, you added a snail on the top. Of course, this doesn't literally mean a snail. It means a rounded piece of metal that can now clip it onto something where it actually serves the purpose of hanging it and preventing people maybe from taking it. So then it would be just as tame as the tabat of the large merchandise guy. Next Mishnah. We also have kelim where there are different parts. And the question is, if the main part can become tame, then the rest of the kli can become tummy. The thing is, if the main part itself is not shaykh to tuma, so then even other things which are bottle to the main part will not be able to become tummy either. So starting with the idea of kalim that are matechet, but they're connected to something that is made out of etzim, and the etzim are without any type of kli kibul, which means that therefore they are pshute kli eitz and are not going to be makabel tuma. So that's our first example. Our first example is a knei moznayim shel sorokot. So you've got this long wooden rod, and that is used as a scale. I need the book here for a second to show you the picture, unless Naftali wants to come to the rescue here. Is Naftali there? He's hiding behind a name, but is he truly there? Well, it wouldn't be a good idea when you're driving to start. Here we go. Very nice picture. Lovely picture. So you could see you've got a long rod, and it's got a chain on one side that's going to support the weight, and then it's got a movable weight. So depending on where, how much offset you need the movable weight, that will define, and you've got the marks on this rod, and that tells you exactly how much it weighs. Obviously, depending on which weight you put on there, Archimedes would be proud of this. And so, I mean, unless if it's big enough, you can move the earth, you know. So so if that's the case, what you've got over here is basically a pole which has on it metal things, right? So if it's shel sirokot, the reason that such a thing would be tame would only be because the main scale we understand to be the unkoliot. The unkoliot are the big thing at the end of the hook, which grabs the fiber. And because of that, that even though the rod can't become tame, because it's pshutekli eight, but nonetheless, since over here the whole thing works with metal hooks, so then everything can become tummy when it's put together. But balei batim do not have hooks attached to it. And all you do is whenever you have something, so then you'll tie it on to the end of the pole. So then eino chinami. Only if it's yeshban kaliyot would it be tummy. But otherwise, a normal one would not be tummy. Now, there's other kinds of pshuta kli eitz, which are basically sticks, poles, right? So there's different ways people use poles. If you are, your business is to be a sabal. Okay, so what do? You want to balance your loads. You take a pole, you put it over your shoulder, and you've got a hook or a container in the front and a hook or a container in the back, and you put the loads in such a way you adjust them so when you walk, you can walk along carrying a lot of weight on your shoulder, and you try to balance it out. And if you're an Avon guy and you're selling perfume and stuff, so you go from place to place, you also would use a pole, but instead of what you have over there, you've got these display cases, right? So there you've got these little containers on your hooks. So because of that, we say like this, the unklion shakatafim. So if you're a sabal, people carry things on your katev. So those are tahor, because the main point of this thing is the pole. And a pole can't become tame because it's pshutekli eitz. And therefore, the hooks can't become tame either. But shel rochlin, however, if you are a perfume salesman or something, there you have a container at the end. Since they're containers, they're much more choshev, and that's what it is that you're trying to do. You're trying to show off your merchandise, and that's the main point. And therefore, the pole can actually become tamei, because if it's attached to this, then it would be bottle in the kli to the main part, which is the metal. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I don't agree. Because the fact is that the pole has two different parts when it's talking about a salesman. Because you would never put your expensive merchandise in the container behind you. The one behind you is only used to balance things, right? So because of that, it's only the front one that is considered to be tame. And therefore, I say like that, the hook can become tame if it's the one in front of you. But the one behind you is not going to become tame because it is not a real base cable. It's just a way to balance weights. And because of that, there's no way that it would be considered to be a kli. It doesn't really serve any melacha whatsoever. Obviously, Rav Yehuda is not arguing that if it's attached to something which is a kli, it could become tame. He's just saying that on its own, you have to make a distinction between it. Now, what about, there's other types of unkliot, which we've been talking about, these unkliots, which are hooks. And that would be a dargash. Now, a dargash is what we would call a cot. And it's a cot that is made with wooden poles at the end, and it's got a leather piece that's got these hooks in them. And because of that, you can connect it to the end with the cords at the end of this leather dargash. And that is connected to the frame. Okay, so now the frame can become tame. Why? You'll say, how can it become tame? It's pshute kli eitz. There's another very important yesod that comes out here. And that is the yesod that kol shemitame with tumas, Mishkav and Moshav. So it's roi for Mishkav. It's by definition mekabel all types of tumah. And it doesn't have any of the dinim of the normal kelim. So even though you just say, but it's a flat thing. That's true, it's a flat thing. But it's a flat thing meant for lying down on. And since it's meant for lying down on, ipso facto, it will always be metame. So because of that, the unkliot, the actual hooks can also become tame, but the hooks that are on naklitei hamita are these two poles that you put on either side of a bed, and they are there in order to hold a rod that goes between them, and over the rod you put a canopy, which then goes from the middle of the bed down to both sides of the bed. So you drape that over the rod. There the poles can't become tame because they're pshutei kli eitz, and they don't have any base kibbutz whatsoever. So therefore, the hooks can't become tame either because they only work by being attached to pshutei kli eitz. They don't have any idea of their own. But if you've got a hook of a chest, which hangs a chest up to the wall, that can become tame because the chest is, by definition, a base kibbutz. So because of that, the hook can also become tame. But shel akon is tohar. Something that has to do with catching fish is not considered to be a proper kli with a base kibbutz, because even though it works as a trap for fish, it's not a base kibbutz. The way that it works for the fish, remember, is that the fish can't get out because it's got like pieces that are coming towards the fish. The fish can't figure out how to get between them. But if you try to use that thing as a base kibbutz and you try to carry the trapped fish in it, always some of them will fall out. as you're moving it about. And therefore, it's not a proper beis kibul, and therefore, it will not be mitame. Now, what about a table where you've got a table that comes down when you want it, and when you don't want it, you hang it up on the wall? That can become tame, because the table itself can also become tame. Why? Because remember, we have a klal that even pshutei kliyeitz, if they are mishamesh adam v'kelim, and in this case, it's mishamesh adam v'kelim, you put your silverware and your plates on that table, and you put your food to eat on that table, because of that, it is going to be mitame. And since it's mitame, the hook can also be mitame. Shel menorat, but the hook of a menorah that itself is made out of eitz, is tahor, because the menorah can't become tame because it doesn't have any base kibul. Remember, in those days, it was just flat, and then you would put the kli to light on it. So there, it would not become tame. Zakla, kolam echubar latame tame, something which does not have its own name. It's always used by being attached to something else, which can be mekabel tuma. It itself also can be mekabel tuma. Something which is used by being attached to a thing which cannot be mekabel tuma, mechubar latahor, is tahor. And anything, kulan, achat achat, b'fnei atzman, tahorot, b'chlal, the din, we're talking about kulan, meaning kulan, kola, uklaniot, various hooks. Hooks on their own don't have a name of their own. They're always part of the hook of the table, the hook of the chest, the hook of the fish thing or whatever. On its own, it's always going to be tahor.